It was summer on Hornby Island. This was good and bad. The good part was that the island was warm and lovely, fragrant with pine and flower blossoms, the seabeds full of sand dollars, the meadows full of deer. Madeline nosed a new fawn who grazed by her bedroom window every morning. She would awaken to its munching and peek out the screen, careful not to startle it. She could hear the sweet chirping of all the birds at sunrise and the gentle croaking of the tree frogs, lulling her to sleep at sunset. The bad part was that the island population tripled as tourists flocked to camp on Hornby's one small, overcrowded campground. All the roads and paths and byways were littered with people in Bermuda shorts dropping candy wrappers. It was good for business at the cafe where Madeline waitressed, but other than that, she had to admit, it was pretty awful. Madeline's parents, Flo and Mildred, were particularly annoyed by the tourists. Flo's and Mildred's real names were Harry and Denise, but they asked to be called Flo and Mildred by everyone, including Madeline. They were ex-hippies who had migrated to Canada from California many years before Madeline was born. On Hornby, they had their dream existence, living off the land with a little help from Mildred's sand dollar art, the occasional marimba gig, and Madeline's waitressing. The summer tourist brought Mildred more business as well, but, said Flo, at what cost?
Why don't they all go somewhere else? Asked Flo as he and Mildred and Madeline sat down to a dinner of wild salad greens, tofu, and mung bean bread.
Why don't we? Asked Mildred. Flo looked at Mildred. His mouth fell open.
Hey, why not? He said finally. Sometimes, Denise, I think you're a genius.
Call me Mildred, said Mildred.
But where can we go? Asked Flo. I've got, $6. You?
Mildred got out her change purse.
27 cents. How much have you got, Madeline?
Asked Flo. $213, but it's in a bank.
A bank? Said Flo, startled. Bertolt Brecht said...
Yes, I know. What is the crime of robbing a bank compared with the crime of founding one? But I'm saving for college, said Madeline imperturbably.
Wow, that's
foresighted, said Madeline.
More like weird. You want more school?
Yes, thought Madeline, and a college education fund like her best friend Catherine. Shortly after Catherine had become Madeline's best friend, which was shortly after they first played together, they had told each other everything about their lives and marveled at the differences, including the fact that Catherine had a college education fund and Madeline did not. Before meeting Catherine, Madeline had never even heard of a college education fund. But ever since she had, Madeline walked around with a haunted look. She desperately wanted to go to college. Harvard would be her first choice. Madeline loved school. She loved everything about it, from its first day in the fall freshness to its end-of-the-year festivities. She loved books. She loved studying. She wanted a way to stay in school all her life, maybe as a college professor. It amazed her that it had never occurred to her that college wasn't free like public school, and you couldn't expect the money to just show up the year you enrolled. Of course, people save for it for years ahead of time. And naturally, Flo and Mildred, who were very in-the-now believers, hadn't put aside money for her the way Catherine's parents had. And Flo and Mildred wouldn't ever take her to a bank to help her set up a fund. Madeline started to have nightmares. In all her nightmares, she was 50 years old, making sand dollar art and watching her brain rot.
What is the matter? Flo and Mildred would say when she woke up screaming.
I am watching my brain rot, she would say.
Cool, Flo would reply. What is the matter?
Flo and Mildred would ask when they came upon her sitting on the porch, staring fearfully into a future she wanted, but couldn't afford and couldn't figure out a way to afford.
I am penniless in the brain, still rotting, she would reply. Cool,
Flo would say. But when Catherine's mother found Madeline sitting with Catherine on the kitchen floor with a haunted expression— and asked her what was wrong, and Madeline held up her $200, saying she needed a bank account and why, Catherine's mother trotted her right down to the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce and helped her open a savings account. Catherine's mother had Madeline's undying gratitude, but Madeline still worried. She didn't think she could ever fill up this account with enough money for college. She made a deposit each week anyway and tried not to think about it. But this worried her, too, because she suspected that just not thinking about things was how Flo and Mildred had ended up on Hornby. And now they wanted to spend money they didn't have on a vacation. Besides, she thought, she wasn't feeling particularly restless. She was still recovering from her recent adventure.